Today is the third Sunday of Advent, a time to reflect on the joy brought into the world through the birth of Jesus. This morning, we will tell the story of the birth of Jesus. He is our greatest and only hope. He is the Prince of Peace. Because of him, we can have deep and never-ending joy. He is God's love made flesh. Remember that this tiny baby born in Bethlehem brings these gifts and more to everyone who will receive them. A Savior, the Messiah, is here to be among the people and teach everyone that the kingdom of God has come. God's redemptive gift to mankind is his Son, Jesus Christ. To prepare the world for Jesus, God asked different men and women to foretell his coming. These people were called the prophets. This is what the great prophet Isaiah said.
Yahweh himself will give you a miraculous sign. A virgin is going to have a baby. She will give birth to a son. A child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and he will be called Wonderful Teacher and Mighty God.
A message is calling out, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be filled in. Every mountain and hill will be made level. The rough ground will be smoothed out. Then the glory of the Lord will appear, and everyone will see it.
Hey, hey, wake up. Look at the stars. There's something amazing in the skies tonight.
What do you want? It's late and I need to get some sleep. Leave me alone.
We know it's late, but you have to get up and come outside to see this.
Seriously, I have seen the stars in the sky a million times.
I know, but I promise you have never seen anything like this before. Something incredible is happening.
It's probably just a comet or a falling star, which we have all seen like a million times.
No, this isn't a comet or a falling star. It's something new, something we've never seen before. It's a new star in the western sky.
A new star? There's no such thing as a new star.
I know, that's what makes this so amazing.
Fine, this better be amazing, or you're going to take my night watch duty for 5 nights in a row.
The time has come. For centuries, God has been preparing the world for this very moment. It has been 2,000 years since God's promise to Abraham that his offspring would become a great nation. And from that nation would come the Messiah, who would become a blessing to all who live. And on this night, God puts a star in the western sky, telling the world that Yah's promise to Abraham is being fulfilled.
Whoa, this is amazing. That star is unlike anything I've ever seen before. This is
worth waking up for. I told you it was worth seeing.
This is no ordinary star. This is a star with meaning. A great king is about to be born in the nation of Israel. I wonder if they know.
I am sure they can see it in Israel. It lights up the entire night sky.
True, but the God of Israel has told his people to trust in God alone and not in what they see in the stars in the sky. Even if they see this, it'll have no meaning for them.
Well then, we must be the ones to go and tell them what the star means. This is the most important thing we have ever seen.
You are right. They must be told, and who better to explain it to them than us?
Let us leave right away. This is too important for us to wait another moment. Prepare for a very long journey.
When God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he sent the angel Gabriel to a teenage girl named Mary. Mary lived in the northern village of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to a craftsman named Joseph. When Mary was alone, the angel Gabriel appeared before her to bring her a message from God that would change the universe.
Mary, the Lord has given you special favor. The Lord is with you.
Mary was at first frightened and confused by the angel's greeting, but then Gabriel told her that God had chosen her to give birth to Jesus.
Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David of long ago. He will rule over his people forever.
I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true.
Mary was engaged to Joseph, who was a godly man. When Mary became pregnant, he did not want to make life hard for her, so he planned on divorcing her quietly. But the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph one night as he slept. In Joseph's dream, the angel of the Lord told him of God's plan.
Joseph, God has chosen you to be the father of his son, Jesus, and Mary will be his mother.
When Joseph awoke, he went to Mary with joy in his heart. He took Mary home to be his wife. Later, Mary went to visit her relative Elizabeth, who was with child just as the angel had said. When Elizabeth saw Mary, she exclaimed,
"My dear Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed too. What a wonder it is to see you. Your faith in the Lord has brought you into his favor."
"My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my Savior God. From now on, all people will call me blessed. The mighty one, the Lord our God, has done great things for me. The Lord is holy."
Joseph lived in, was ruled by the Romans, who were mighty, but wicked rulers of enormous empire. The chief ruler, a man named Caesar Augustus.
"I am Caesar Augustus, the Emperor of Rome and grandnephew of Julius Caesar. I hereby decree that every man and woman must return to the towns in which they were born and register. That is all."
And so Joseph and Mary left Nazareth to return to the small village of Bethlehem, about 90 miles away where Joseph had been born. It was a difficult journey across the hot land, but after 6 long days and nights, they finally reached Bethlehem. By then, Mary was very tired and was about to give birth. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the city was already crowded with other people who had come back to be registered, and all of the inns were full. Joseph sought shelter at several inns anyway, in the hope that someone might spare a room for Mary.
"I am sorry, but I have no room in my inn."
And so it went at every inn.
"I'm sorry, but my inn is full. Go somewhere else."
But one innkeeper looked at Mary, who was great with child, and felt sorry for her. He said,
"I have no room in my inn, but you may stay in my stable in the back."
The stable was for donkeys, cows, and sheep. But Mary and Joseph were grateful for any shelter they can get that night in this little town of Bethlehem. There in the stable, amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of silent night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. Mary gave birth to a son. After centuries of waiting, the Savior of the world, Jesus, was born. The King of all kings had come, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough.
On the night Jesus was born, there were shepherds watching their flocks of sheep on the steep hills surrounding Bethlehem. The shepherds were poor and wore rough, simple clothing. For them, nights were usually dark, cold, and lonely. But that night, the angels of God suddenly appeared above them in the sky. The shepherds have never seen an angel, and they were afraid. But the angel of God soon confronts them, saying,
"Fear not, good shepherds, for I have wonderful news. Today in the city of Bethlehem, a child has been born. This child shall grow up to be our king, and not just any king, but the king of all kings, the savior of the world."
"Please tell us where we can find him."
This is how you'll know him.
"The young king is the only child in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes and is laying in a manger."
His mother Mary was told by the angel Gabriel that his child would be called the Son of God.
Then suddenly, a multitude of heavenly angels appeared in the sky. They proclaimed the great news of God's gift to the world. They were all saying,
"Glory to the newborn King. He will bring peace and goodwill to all the earth."
Once the amazing chorus was over and the angels went back to heaven, the shepherds decided that they should go see the newborn child.
"Let's go to Bethlehem right away."
"Yes, let's see with our own eyes this wonderful child that the angels have told us about."
Meanwhile, the Magi had been traveling for months, following the new star. Finally, when they arrive in Bethlehem and see the newborn king, they fall on their knees in humble worship. Then they lay the valuable treasure they had been brought at the feet of baby Jesus to honor him.
"We have come from the east to find the newborn king. The stars have told us that the great king is here."
"First we went to Jerusalem, to the palace, because that is where kings live. But the king we seek does not live in a palace."
King Herod's advisor told us that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, and now we see that the Messiah is here in this stable under the bright star that guided us here.
We are bringing him precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
The Magi followed the star to a small house in Bethlehem, not a palace. There are no servants or red carpets, just a dirty floor and a small poor family. But sure enough, in that simple little house, they sitting on his mother's knee. They find him, the great king. And so this tiny baby born that night under the star in Bethlehem is born to save us all. Not just the nation of Israel that cradles him at his birth, but as Yahweh promised Abraham, this child is born to bring the blessing of God to all people of every nation. The Magi pay homage to this new to the newborn king, though they come from far away, from far outside the nation of Israel. We kneel beside the Magi at the cradle of the newborn king. We come from far away, from far outside the nation of Israel, and yet the promise of hope, of peace, of joy, and of love is a true and strong from us as it was from Abraham himself.
Jesus is born in a stable and laid to sleep in a feeding trough. The perfect light, the very being of God, has come into the world. The child, adored by shepherds, peasants, and magi, grows up and becomes the light of the world, Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' words and actions, we are invited to walk beside him. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus comes to teach, to shape, to transform, to heal, and ultimately to die for us. The shepherds are out in the field overnight to tend to the births of the new lambs. Just as the first Passover lambs gave their lives to rescue God's people in Egypt from certain death, the Lamb of God is born in Bethlehem. Years after this miraculous night, Jesus would lay down his life to save us all. The communion table is where all gather to remember Jesus' body broken for us and Jesus' blood shed for our sins. In the words of Psalm 136, verse 1, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. His love endures forever." The Messiah, born of the tribe of Judah, has come to be the Savior of the entire world. The Magi were far away and far outside the nation of Israel, yet God called them first to make the journey to find Jesus and worship at his feet. We were all far away too, every one of us, but now the promise of God found in Jesus, the Messiah, invites us to come to the table. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, Lord, for the bread and for sending out your only Son out into the world as a baby who would one day grow up to be the ultimate sign of your love for us. Amen.